Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the Big Bob Buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Hi, I'm here. Jim Jam here.
What is wrong with you? What?
Jim Jam here.
Goodness gracious. We're back. Sorry we missed last week. We went to St. Louis. Went to The Darkness. I got the shirt on.
Yep.
Darkness. We'll have a story about that. And then couldn't record. My stepfather passed away. It's a big loss to the family. He's a good man. 25 years my mom and him were married. So it's hard together like 26.
How old was you when?
15.
Okay.
When they got together. I don't know about marriage. But yeah. So,
he had long, luxurious hair, too.
At one time.
Back in the day. Yeah. Saw pictures at the funeral.
Yeah, he had some good hair back in the day.
Then he would become a bald buddy like us.
Yep. But cancer sucks, as we all know. So, yeah. But anyways, we're moving forward. So, went to Conuga. Only got to stay one night. The funeral service was today. Visitation was yesterday, so I only got to stay Friday. We're recording this on a Sunday. So the Friday was pretty cool. It was fun.
I didn't get to go, so Johnny got to.
I think
I live vicariously through Johnny for this.
Saturday would have been funner. More fun. Funner. More fun. I think Saturday would have had way more better content. I think us not going and participating in the panels really took away like 8 hours of content, you know.
But it didn't seem like it bothered them, so.
No, but I mean, trust me, they would have liked to have had us. Seen Todd, the owner or whatever, director of it, him and his wife, and he was surprised to see me. Oh, man, I didn't think y'all was going to come. I was like, yeah. Jimmy couldn't get away from work, you know, just start a new job. But I decided to come down. I wanted to just attend, you know, be a participant. I like Conuga. if you want to be lazy, if you like sitting around and listening to people talk, which I do.
It's pretty much like sitting in on a live podcast.
Yeah, and I did walk quite a bit. I went around the vendor hall twice. They had a lot of authors there. A lot.
My fingers still smell like the oyster chips.
Oh, God.
Johnny bought a bunch of chips from there, so we just got
drunk. Asian snack time. Yeah, my fingers. I wish you wouldn't have said that. I smell my fingers. Horrible smell. It's not like fishy. It's just that sweet, bouillon cubed, nasty. I don't know. It don't smell real.
Yeah.
Like, but anyways, we got off track food. But yeah. They had a funnel cake truck, and the burrito truck was there, and the coffee beans truck was there. Coffee. Food truck wise.
Chickanooga wasn't there?
No, they haven't been there in years. I don't even know if they're still available, to be honest. I did try a restaurant down there. I ordered it in.
You got it Ubered?
DoorDashed. And I can't think of the name of it, but man, they had some Philly cheesesteak egg rolls and they were delicious. You wouldn't like them. They taste like peppers and onions. You couldn't, like, because it had peppers and onions in it, and it really tasted like a Philly cheesesteak with pepper and onions.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah, and then they had this, like, probably a mayonnaise-based sauce. I don't know if it really had, like, it didn't have a whole lot of horseradish, but I'm pretty sure it had paprika because it was, like, it was almost like the color of Thousand Island dressing, but it wasn't Thousand Island dressing. It was really good.
Like a mayonnaise mixed with ketchup.
I don't even know if it was ketchup in it because it wasn't too sweet, but it was red, so I'm thinking paprika. It was really good. I would say like the Outback Flamin', yeah, the, what is that called? The Bloomin' Onion sauce, but not as much horseradish. Yeah, really good. I stayed at the Hotel Beau. It's an all right hotel.
Was that right across the street from the...
It was right next to City Cafe in downtown Chattanooga. City Cafe don't exist anymore. The hotel bought that out. And they're going to put cars or some bullshit in it. Ruined the whole fucking side of it. I don't know. It's kind of dumb. Maybe the people that own City Cafe didn't want to do it no more. But anyways, so Chattanooga was fun. I did quite a few Nooga Night tracks. The Naughty Charades was fun and...
Fetish Jeopardy or something?
Yeah, Fetish Jeopardy was really fun. And you can participate in that stuff. Like, you just go sign up. I would like to do... I don't know a lot of the answers. I'm not into fetish. Like, because Nooga Nights is, like, straight up adult. Like, kink, fetishes. Yeah. They had, like, a wand. Violet wand. No clue what this was. It's like a little thing. It's almost like, you know, them little... The little globes that do the lasers? Mm-hmm. And you put your hand on it and you can feel a little static. Well, these have little glass rods that go in them. And it's like...
They go in.
It's plied. Like, and then you touch it and it shocks you. It sends a...
Oh, I got you.
So when you touch someone, it does... Okay. Okay. If you got kids in the car, it's super adult. I don't know why you'd be listening.
NSFW?
Yeah, not safe for work. No. Don't even have this around people. I'm just going to let you know.
You've been warned.
Three, two, one. Something I did not know is these wands, they have a probe. Let's just say that. And the one guy was like, well, this is my favorite, and I like to use it on myself to where pretty sure you stick it up your ass. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah, sticking it in his dick hole.
That'd be even more weird. But it's a metal rod. But and then when you touch someone, it grounds you, and both of you get shocked.
You get your butthole shocked?
No, wherever you like your hands, and if they touch you, it shocks you where they touch you. That's the way I took it.
So they just
use. You could be wrong. Maybe they just hold it the whole time because dude held on to it, and then like the person was up there touching them, and it was shocking them. And then if they grab a hold to someone, and then they touch someone, it shocks that person.
So it's just running through.
Yeah, and I took it as they shoved it up their butt. Could I be wrong? 100%. Am I assuming this? Yes.
I know there's one thing where dudes will stick something like electronic inside the head of their junk.
I don't know about electronic. They do the bells or the tuning forks.
Yeah.
And then they flick it and it vibrates. But that's not electric.
This had like they stunk something in there and had a wire hanging out. So
no, that's
shit
no way.
People send you.
But yeah, so. I don't know if you'd have sex with a woman and then, like, it was shocked internally in their vagina. I don't know. No clue. They didn't go into that. I got up and left. I didn't stay for that whole thing. So, yeah. Did the film festival. It was a bunch of short films. They were pretty good.
What kind of short films was it? Just
there was some horror. There was some just drama. I was really in there ordering DoorDash. Super late at night. I was hungry.
He was hungry.
Yeah. Because all I had was like a chicken and black bean quesadilla. And that was like at 3:50, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had a corn dog when I first got there at noon. So,
wait, the hotel you stayed at, was it connected to the city cafe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to walk a block. Super close.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, not far at all.
Probably a lot cheaper than fucking.
It was $50 cheaper. So, yeah.
But the hotel refunded you actually, for the extra night that you wasn't staying?
Yeah. I only paid for one night because I was able to cancel the one day and just stay for Friday. But it's actually $100. It's $50 a night cheaper.
Oh, wow.
So it was like $100 cheaper. That's why I stayed. It would have been $400 compared to $300.
Yeah.
To stay. The room was okay. It's basic. Like old hope. It was like a motel.
Yeah.
But a double motel. Because the doors, you don't go in. I think a hotel is like where you have to go inside to get to a room. And so this is the rooms are outside. Is that not a motel?
Yeah.
I consider it more of a motel. I guess
it's almost like a breezeway outside.
Yeah. And, but, I mean, you could tell they'd redone it.
You definitely did not pay for parking.
No, free parking too, which was great. I paid $6 at the, $6 at, because I had to park in the parking garage, because I got there at 12. I could have probably, I got there at 11:30. And I probably could have called them and been like, hey, do you have a room? But I looked up because she's like, well, where do you want to stay? I said, well, first floor if you got it. You know, but they had elevators to get to the second floor. But I was at the very end, the closest end to get to the convention center.
Yeah.
So I was like right by the corner. So, and I was on the first floor. So it really worked out. And I could park my car all the way down there. Like it worked out perfect. So by getting there at 4.
And I know you left early because you stopped for breakfast.
Yeah. Sunday I stopped at
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. I'm a day ahead. I've been a day ahead.
It is Sunday, Johnny.
Yeah. Big Bad Breakfast in South Pittsburgh.
So they triple B like us.
Yeah, and it's connected to the Lodge Cast Iron Museum and Store. And I guess it's new. It seemed new. It looked new. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good. We'll have a video. It's going to be a longer video. Not sure when that will get posted. We did a bunch of videos tonight. I still got to edit some of that together. I forgot to. I have funeral stuff.
Yeah.
I'll get it tomorrow. But yeah. So that was my Conuga. It was fun.
I think next year we're going to try to actually, you know, be there again. Not sure what we're going to do.
Well, if we go, I don't really care to pay. I don't think I want to do 8 hours worth of panels.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. A few hours, maybe. Because I like, especially toward the night, I'd like to go do more of the adult stuff. And but I mean, I wouldn't mind hosting some panels, just talk horror stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe we can just talk to Tom and be like, we'll host a few panels, but we'll just buy our tickets.
Yeah, and but we could do a panel on
fairy tale or
Disney public domain characters, because we're probably going to end up watching them all this year.
I might have to edit that out. Our idea for a panel, maybe. What do you think? You think I should say something? Hey, next year, I'll message Todd. And
it won't matter. I don't think anybody's going to come up with this idea. So, yeah. So, speaking of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 has a characters poster out.
Let me switch it over real quick. You still hear this stuff? Can I do a full screen? Posters are like hopefully we're going to get to interview some of the cast from Winnie the Pooh to Blood and Honey. So that'd be pretty cool. It looks like maybe the person that's the guy that's playing Tigger, and I can't remember all of them. I have to look for the email. But hopefully that'll happen. But that poster is pretty darn cool. Let's check it out. It's not going no more.
You got to repeat it. Oh, well, I mean, if you would just hit that. It's a little symbol right there, bud.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool poster. Yeah, it looks like Chainsaw, Tigger, Piglet, Owl. That's long ass fucking ears for a fucking pig. What do I know?
We got the poster. When is this?
When is what?
When is it called?
I don't even know. Like, they haven't really said. No, and speaking of, oh shit, we should have done this first. We got an opinion piece, and so I wanted to ask y'all this. Who's this guy? Oh, Tyler Nichols on Joblo. Joblo?
Joblo.
Yeah, on Joblo. Oh, Joblo claims that there's a problem with filmmakers taking these public domain characters and making them into horror films. It's not really an issue that they're making them into horror films. The issue is that they're not worried about if they're good or not. So what do y'all think? Should these films be made? Because, like, this Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey one, it got made, yeah. Was it the best quality? No. But they made a lot of money off of it. Therefore, this one looks like it could possibly be better and improve.
So the budget for the first one was $100,000 and earned more than $6 million during global release. So
yeah, and if they're able to put another million back into it, they have 10 times the
budget.
Just
by the trailer, from what we saw, it looked like it had the budget was, the makeup was better. So I'm kind of excited about part two, just to see how, I'm thinking that's why Piglet's mask, it looks different, because they was able to actually probably get someone to make a new mask.
Yeah.
They had the money. That's why even Pooh's mask is different. So they got enough money to have someone create them. So I don't think it's a bad thing, because it's good for the fucking indie horror, side, right?
Yeah.
Because I know we got Peter Pan. I've heard talks of that. Bambi.
Well, here, this guy, he claims that his worst experience in theater last year was Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. What should have been a fun and schlocky, I don't know what the fuck that means, was simply a dark and gritty slasher starring characters of Pooh. Did you not know what you were getting into when you went to the movie? It's a fucking horror movie.
Whoever wrote this article, man.
I told you his name. Tyler.
I got this pulled up for him.
Yeah.
There it is. Tyler Bud, Tyler Nichols, this guy right here. Look at him. You see his picture?
Oh, hey, Tyler.
Sorry you're a dumbass.
Cheap and poor and of poor quality. So schlocky mean cheap and of poor quality? So what should have been fun and cheap of poor quality? So what should have been a fun, poor quality movie turned into a gritty slasher?
So listen, Johnny, this is a
what?
Opinion piece, right?
But, yeah, and not everybody's opinion is the same. But my thing is, though, is like, it was a poor quality.
Because it was independent, low budget.
So, hey, but what should have been fun? Like, I mean.
It was fun.
Was it the best? No, the story sucked.
I hope you didn't go into it thinking that. Because this is my take, like, your opinion piece is an opinion. Like, everybody, we all have a butthole, too, so I fucked that saying up, but yeah. Well, how does it go?
Like opinions, everybody has an asshole?
Yeah, something like that. There you go. There you go, asshole.
Yeah, and he's talking about the pacing and Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, fucking horrible. Am I going to go to the theater to watch Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2? Absolutely. You know why? Because the trailer looked better. So I'm going to try to get it to where if more people go and watch, maybe they'll get enough money to where it could be quality.
And Tyler Nichols also,
you shouldn't
say quit making movies like this because then what you going to fucking talk about?
Yeah.
You ain't going to have a fucking job, so shut up, dude.
He got 25% on his little rating up here.
Opinion
piece. What does the comment say? Go to the comments. Nobody's even seeing them. Everyone wants someone to make Kingdom Hearts already. Horror genre films might be the cheapest movies to make. Don't watch them. It's just a way to let these companies know people don't want these kind of movies made. It's not watch the movie, period. Yep. They won't quit making them until people quit watching them. Jobo, have you looked at the amount of articles you wrote about Winnie the Pooh Blood? Yeah, that's exactly it. Agreed. Part of the reason I watched that steaming pile was from reading articles. I don't disagree with a single word of this article, but this comment is 100% on the note. Stop giving them publicity. And that's the thing. Your job. But you go down. And he's got 25%. You can vote on go down. You can vote on what you think about this article. What is your reaction? So he's got a poor rating on this article because they are advertising these like hardcore. Because you know why? Because it gives you something to talk about.
It's content.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell them to quit making it? Why would Joe Blow even publish this?
Well, because it's an opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Everybody has a butthole.
Yeah. But, which, I don't care. I'm glad Tyler has an opinion.
I guess this
I mean, it's good because, you know why? Because we're talking about Tyler's opinion.
This is Joe Blow's asshole.
I don't think that, Tyler. But maybe it's 24% negative. I don't know what that means. Because this one has 75%. So speaking of public domain films, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Death and Porridge. There it is, right here. Death and Porridge, the horror film. See, look. And they got this article up. Dude thinks that they shouldn't make these.
I hope it's Tyler writing this.
Oh, yeah. Cody Hammond wrote this one. The horror film Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Death and Porridge has secured multiple distribution deals as the European film market.
75% reaction.
So the thing is a lot of these are being made in Europe, just like the Cinderella movies made in Europe. A mere 2 days ago after this site published an article. Yeah, here you go. Oh, Eoghan, I don't know. Eoghan O'Keefe, sounds like you're from Ireland. I don't know if you are, or some European country.
Okay, read it.
I find it slightly ironic that a mere... Why? Because I'm insulting the whole country? whole Europe? I find that slightly ironic a mere 2 days after the site published an article calling for an end of these cheap horror cash-ins on children's stories which have entered the public domain, there is now an article promoting a film which seems to be a cheap horror cash-in on a children's story that is in the public domain. Will I watch it? Probably. Yes. I will too. There, Eoghan. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Super excited about this film. Not really.
Hey, so Joe Blow, you shouldn't have let that opinion.
No. I think every opinion needs to be heard. It's fine. But
except for old dude Nick.
No,
he's a fucking idiot.
Tyler's fine.
Tyler's an idiot.
You think that I think everyone should be able to voice their opinion without public backlash.
No.
It's a fine opinion.
Tell the fucking public this.
That's his opinion.
And it sucks.
Do you think he's going to go watch Cinderella? Yes.
Cinderella?
Or this Goldilocks film? Yes.
And then he's going to
watch Cinderella too? Because it's coming out in March. He's going to watch all of them. He's going to give them their money. And then he's going to be part of the problem. But he's still going to bitch about not liking them.
Tyler,
and that's fine, Tyler. That is a fine opinion.
Your opinion sucks.
You can no. Your opinion is fine. My opinion sucks a lot too, but I'm still gonna say my opinion. I mean, your opinion is always wrong.
Who's?
Yours. Who else am I talking to in this room?
The fucking ghost.
The, my opinion. The Bigfoot stuffed animal over there.
Yeah. The because I have awesome opinions.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we don't always have
Goldilocks and the three bears' death and court.
And multiple territory has been I'm trying to find out what so it has a short and simple synopsis. Never enter into someone's house without permission. Goldilocks and the three bears live together. So Goldilocks is living with the bears in an isolated house in the woods. When a group of friends enter their home, Goldilocks, leader of the bear pack, decides to get rid of the intruders.
Goldilocks is into bears.
Well, she got raised by bears like Mowgli got raised by.
That ain't no bear. That's a dude with a mask.
Oh, well.
Look at this, y'all.
So, technically.
They tricked her. They've been going this whole time telling her we're bears.
And they're just furries.
Wow.
Am so, I gonna go watch this
movie will get a 6 minute. Oh, it's got a. You wanna watch the trailer?
Does it have a. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna watch the trailer now. Holy shit.
Let me.
Should I say I was gonna go watch this? I probably go watch the trailer.
Something not right about this place.
Four bowls.
Yeah, that looks bad.
I'm not excited for it.
Yeah, not excited for
this. This woman got tricked by three dudes and put some furry is in a.
Well, there should be two women. So one of them should be a mama bear.
Yeah, that's right.
My thing is I think these people just live out in the woods together, and then they're like, "Oh, when people come out here, we'll play the characters because we're psychotic." So not the same thing. They're just using the name. Not really excited about that film. I can agree with Tyler now. That film should not have gotten made.
Yeah. Tyler, you still suck.
Wow.
I don't know. I might like you, Tyler. I don't know. I had to talk to you.
I mean, you got nice hair.
Yeah.
That is a negative to the Big Ball Buddies.
Maybe that's why I don't like him, because he's got hair.
Because you're jealous.
I don't.
We're hair deprived. Motherfuckers.
Something is awesome, though, that I'm pretty excited for is Terrifier 3 is now in production. And director shares images of Bertha Clayton. Art, he looks just like his normal self. Dun, dun, dun. So you look at it.
Yeah. It looks a little different. Looks like that's more of a mask.
Did Damon change him?
Hold on, look. Look, see the wrinkles under his, around his ear? Doesn't that look like a mask?
Yeah. Damn.
Maybe so it's quicker to get it on?
Maybe for that scene. Maybe there's just a certain scene.
Because he's got a white thing over his face now.
He's always had that white little hood around it.
I thought you could see his ears. But it don't look like it's all prosthetics.
I'd have to zoom in. I don't think I can right here.
See?
Is that the same picture?
I mean, go scroll down.
All right.
See?
It just looks fake. So fake. But yeah, he's always had that little...
Yeah, but...
There's his hat right there.
But don't it look more...
It looks pretty clean. He probably made a whole... Like Basically, you said, it's probably a whole prosthetic. He might have figured out how to make a whole mask without... so it is a lot easier and quicker.
Yeah, because, I mean, he had to sit in the makeup chair for hours.
Hold on, let me find a picture from Terrifier, the first one. Or two, which one?
I don't know, whatever. I mean, you spelled it wrong, but whatever.
I don't fix it.
Images. Same. Well.
Let me pull this over here and we'll do a side by side.
Are you going to pull it?
Damn it. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Okay.
Who's wrong?
Yeah, we're wrong, guys.
Sometimes we're wrong, y'all. Sorry. But that just looks a lot cleaner. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was from Christmas. But anyways, so Terrifier 3 gets its first look. Which we already told you that they'd be filming in February. So, it's not like it's anything new. So we got some comic book news for you comic book fellers, your toxic Avenger lovers. So there's a Red Band teaser trailer for remake of Trauma Classic, The Toxic Avenger, was unveiled back in September. We watched that. But apparently they're bringing back the Toxic Avenger character back in the comic books.
Look.
God.
Yeah, look at the picture. I think this is going to be Toxie.
Back to the world of comics for a 5-issue miniseries they're planning to get out into the world this fall. First issue is expected to... Man, what was that comic that I meant to see if they couldn't get up there that was coming out? Son of a gun. Forgot what it was, but there's going to be like a 5-comic release of a different horror. Was it Tales from the Crypt coming out?
Yeah. That's what it was.
I didn't ask about it.
Everscope?
Yeah. Damn it. We got a local comic book store. I mean, it took years, but whatever. I'll have to reach out to him about this, though. Because I would like to get the 5 comics on this. I don't know if I'll read them. I'll just put them up.
Collect them.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, be on the lookout for that October 9th.
We got another comic. This is the one you was talking about, wasn't it? No?
Yeah. So...
Look right here. Cruel Universe?
EC Comics, the one that they did Tales from the Crypt comics, they're going to be revived by the Scott Pilgrim's publisher, Oni Press. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I didn't really know who EC Comics was, but apparently they brought the classics Tales from the Crypt, The Vault of Horror, The Haunt of Fear, Weird Science, Weird Fantasy, and Mad. Ooh, I know what Mad is. Sadly, EC Comics was at its peak when parents started to worry about the negative effects reading comic books. How dumb. But yeah, so they'll be back out. So by 1956, EC Comics ceased publishing all of their titles except for Mad. So they're bringing it back. They probably bought the rights, hopefully, to all those. And maybe Tales from the Crypt will make a... I mean, it'd be pretty cool to get some new Tales from the Crypt stories.
Yeah.
That they can make into movies.
Definitely.
I thought I had... Oh, I think I erased that one. Oops. But, so, apparently, Skeet Ulrich played one of the killers, Billy Loomis, in 96. That he was supposed, there's supposed to be like a 3-part series or like a 3-movie arc that would wrap up in Scream 7, but apparently, as we know, that's probably not gonna happen now. Or it said, Samantha inherited her killer instinct. I was hoping for exactly that, and that sorts of the idea that was pitched to me a couple years ago, that it was a 3-movie arc with that in mind, that Samantha inherited the killer instinct. Now I never saw any of the drafts or of 7 or anything that. And I don't know. I mean, it's possible that it didn't include any of that as well, but yeah, that's my hope, is that if it was going to mean anything, that it directly impacted the plot. Or it's appearing in Scream 7 was swept off the table when Barrera was removed. Also, you know, Ortega not there.
Yeah, I don't know how that would continue that story when they fired the actresses playing them.
Yeah, and because that was the whole thing. Like, he was going to get a little bit more into it because she was seeing her dad. You know, like, she was getting that whole...
The oldest sister, right?
Yeah, and the whole...
Is the youngest sister? Is that not her dad, too?
No.
Okay, let's say the half-sister.
Yeah, that's the way I took it. And so, you got to think that was going to peak in the next one to where maybe she started killing more.
Yeah.
Feeling it.
Well, y'all fucked that up.
Yeah, so, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game will be adding
Barbara Crampton.
Barbara Crampton in it. So, I deleted that post on my... I had it pulled up. But, yeah. So, Jim Jones said his son said that they're going to stop doing stuff for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is kind of weird.
I don't see how, if they're going to bring this...
Yeah, the game's only a year old. Not even a year, so...
Back in August 18th. And it's bringing a new expansion.
Saves a lot by dropping new characters, so...
I don't understand it. I don't know what he's...
Dropping in frequent updates.
I even looked it up and I haven't seen it about it, so I don't know what he was talking
about. So... Yeah, I don't know either.
I haven't got to play this game. I watched my son play it. Johnny's been...
I played it a few times.
Wish you had it on the computer so I could play it.
It's not, it's my favorite. And that's the problem with, Killer Clowns gets a June release date for more gaming news. I'm not really excited about this game either, June 4th, 2024, because I'm pretty sure it's just going to be like Texas Chainsaw and Friday the 13th and the worst one, Evil Dead, and sucked. Assholes.
Pre-order starting on 220. Sorry, starting.
Yeah.
We'll see how much it is on Steam.
When teenagers Mike and Debbie see a comet crash outside their sleepy small town, they investigate and discover a pack of murderous aliens who look very much like circus clowns. They try to warn the local authorities, but everyone assumes their story is a prank. Meanwhile, the clouds set about harvesting and eating as many children as they can. It's not until they kidnap Debbie that Mike decides it's up to him to stop the clown's bloody rampage.
So it looks like
that's the original synopsis.
$39.99 on Steam if you got a PC.
So this is going to be a 3-versus-7 multiplayer game. Brings back the unique over-the-top mix of horror and comedy. Battle between killer clowns and the citizens of Crescent Cove. Team up and harvest humans or save the world from the alien invasion. The game was first announced at GameCon 2022. So it's 3-versus-7. So that makes me wonder if like the clowns are like super overpowered. Because the clowns weren't that difficult. But it's just that they were unsuspecting to all the people they killed. Because you send a clown and they, ha-ha, and then they threw an acid pie at you.
Yeah.
Or they come to your door and Shorty pops out of the fucking pizza box.
Amy's talking about getting a popcorn gun tattooed on
it. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Shorty I'm going to get one of the clowns tattooed on me. Should I get the fag out?
Because that would almost be like a reference to kind of like Ernest Scared Stupid. Because these were repurposed for that movie.
Oh, as the Trolls?
Killer Clowns? Yeah, the Trolls are Killer Clowns. Just repurposed. Because the what was the brothers?
Shit. Cohen?
No. It's a different name.
Oh, gosh damn it. I know who you're
talking. They did the make the same stuff for Ernest Scared. It ain't Farley. John didn't find it. But I would almost get him. Probably not, because I've seen this movie.
Chiodo.
Chiodo Brothers, yeah.
That's why the C is what got me. I seen Cone.
Chiodo Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. That movie, Killer Clowns, man. Obviously, I'm going to get tattooed on it.
Now that Johnny's down talking shit on TikTok, now I guess I got to get a fucking hatchet tattoo.
Yeah, somebody commented on my shirt, my Jason 3D shirt. And then he's like, oh, you don't like my hatchet shirt? And they're like, what? No, your shirt's cool. And then I was like, you ain't got to feel bad for him. My shirt's way cooler than his.
And he said something about, hell, I even got mine tattooed on me.
Yeah, then I told him here in person, I was like, well, my shirt's so cool that I got the image tattooed on me. And really, it's just because I couldn't think of the Jason mask that I wanted. And then I thought, well, Jason 3D would probably be the most unique and not
common.
Yeah, like, just random, you know, because some of them are Tor, Rogue, you know, and all this. And I was like, but the Jason 3D have glasses? And that's pretty fucking cool.
Bro, how cool would it be to fucking have a hatchet on you for Victor Crowley?
I don't know if that'd be cool at all, dude. Because he's mutated. I mean, your faces kind of look alike. So therefore, it would kind of be like y'all are similar, like you got your own fucking personal ink.
What if I just got the word hatchet?
I mean, that's not true. I don't believe that. That'd be fucking lame.
I probably wouldn't do that.
Why don't you just get, what's his name, just tattooed on you?
Who, Kane Hodder?
No.
Adam Green?
Adam Green's face with hatchet above it. holding a hatchet in his mouth. That's what you do. You get Adam Green's face with him holding a hatchet. But it wouldn't be like a normal size hatchet. It just had to be a small hatchet.
Because his mouth couldn't handle that, huh?
Because really, a big hatchet is an axe.
Yeah.
So it had to just be like he's got a baby hatchet.
I gotta do that because you're doing the horror sleeve, so.
What does that matter? You can do a horror sleeve. I mean, you've already copied one of my tattoos.
Truly, this is not a hatchet. This is really a fucking axe.
Yeah.
But they called it hatchet, you see.
Yeah, it's totally an axe. But yeah.
I hope he's doing a part 5. That'd be pretty cool. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire comes out next month, March 22nd.
Damn. Dune's coming out this weekend. Dune Part 2.
And it gets a new poster, so I'm going to switch it over real quick. Check out the poster, which looks fabulous.
You know, there was a comment by Craig. I agree with him. It's sad that Ernie Hudson got the same size photo as Slimer, basically. And like Bill Murray don't even fucking want to be there. Like he didn't even want to do a new Ghostbusters movie. And if it wasn't for Ernie, there wouldn't even fucking be Ghost. Like he's the one keeping Ghostbusters alive.
So yeah, Ernie should be at least up here.
Yeah. But Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd are more famous.
And of course, so they put Paul Rudd in the middle.
Look at him. He don't even have a stream of beam coming out. Yeah, he's like premature beaming.
He's
got a little ED. He's got ED beams.
ED beams.
Who's the chick down there? Who's that girl?
Which one?
Down at the bottom right. Who's that? No. That the white lady. Who's that? This? Oh, the white lady. The woman, not the kid.
Right here?
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, that's the secretary from the original movie.
That's not.
Where are you looking right here?
Her. Yeah.
I think that's the mom.
Is that the mom?
That's Egon's daughter.
Okay.
That's her mom, I think.
Yeah, but the girl was more into it than she was. So.
Well, I guess she got more into it when she saw her dad at the end of the first
one. You know who the bottom left girl is. Jeez.
You did not.
I didn't even notice she was there.
That one?
Yeah. Scroll down. They got four new posters.
Four? Oh, shit.
Yeah, look at that one.
That looks pretty cool. All right.
Scroll
down. Oh, that's cool.
Ice Cube Marshmallow is horrible. Cool. Tastes disgusting, and I guess that's the bad guy. Yeah. Looks like a T-Rex that can fly. Or it's a parasite that comes out of your butthole.
Damn.
What do you think?
God, could you imagine dropping a deuce?
And a blue fucking parasite comes out? That'd be super weird.
That's a blue coconut slush demon.
He's super cold, too. Because he's froze, so your asshole would just... Yeah. Super fucking...
You're dead if you got
super. What would that be? The how do they freeze stuff? Hydrogen.
Oh, like nitrogen.
Yeah, nitrous oxide. Nitrogen.
Something like that.
Fuck, I can't even think of the word now. But yeah, so coming out of your butthole, your asshole freezes.
That right there is the actual bad guy, the villain in this.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Some goat lady.
Fucking goat lady.
Skinny goat fucking ghost.
So for the last...
Not a goat fucking ghost. Like, it's not a goat fucking a ghost. Just so we're clear. It just looks like...
Demon is alive. So Salem's Lot, why is it still gathering dust on Warner Brothers' shelf?
Nope. Stephen King weighs in and... what does he say, Jim? You want to read that?
Between you, me, and Twitter, I've seen this the new Salem's Lot, and it's quite good. He's already seen it?
Well, I mean, because he horror
filmmaking, slow build, big payoff. Not sure why Warner Brothers would hold it back. Not like it's
embarrassing.
Embarrassing or anything. Who knows? I just write the fucking things.
Well, because you just said slow build. And a lot of things are slow build people aren't feeling anymore. You better have a fucking big payoff. Be a goddamn boring ass movie.
It better splooge all over me.
And if the pacing, and more likely, it's because the pacing wasn't good in trials, you know, testing, and the payoff wasn't as big as he thinks it is because he's probably a little biased about his fucking storyline. You know, but I don't know. I didn't see the original Salem's Lot.
Yeah, me either. Don't that have the fucking vampire in it, though?
Yeah, I think it was like a
Nosferatu.
Somebody was talking about that at, I think, Tucker. Seth.
Seth Tucker.
Yeah. I could think of Tucker because of my cat. No offense, Seth. He was talking about Salem's Lot. Because we were talking about Stephen King movies. So, yeah. So, that is the Big Ball Buddy report. We didn't announce that at the beginning.
Yeah,
we're getting better at this.
Yeah.
8 years. Still not good.
So,
going on nine.
We'll do a listener story real quick, and then we'll move into behind the basement door. So I had a girl that I went to high school with. She reached out, I guess someone we went to school with that passed away recently. And she was asked about that, but then I asked her if she had any, like, eerie stories and stuff. Or she said it to me one. But she lives close to the battlefield in Murfreesboro.
Stones River Battlefield.
And she said, one night it got dark and I was walking towards my home. You can walk right through my backyard to the battlefield where it would have happened. 10 feet, you're in the greenway, still 20 minutes from my side of the greenway. And it's where I smelled gunpowder. So she could still sell gunpowder from war back in the day. So
all the soldiers hid out back in the war through the woods. There's even a cannonball still there. Thousands died in the river back there during the war. I didn't see anything, thank goodness.
She's seen it on Facebook. Someone posted a picture last summer of the cannonball. It looks like a soldier is standing there with it.
Spooky.
That would be pretty spooky, though.
And you can submit your stories to us at... BigBallBuddies@gmail.com. Is it the Big Ball Buddies or just Big Ball Buddies? Or you can leave us a voicemail, text us. You can leave a message through text messaging through 931-325-9755. You won't get a response. You don't have to worry about talking to anyone. It'll just be your voicemail.
Or you can text it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or you can just text it. We're not going to respond to you unless you
be. We got it on do not disturb. So
unless you want to, if you hit it up and you like, you can reply to me.
Yeah.
Like you personally say, if you got any questions, ask. Otherwise, we won't hit you back up. It's all good. We appreciate your stories because people like hearing them.
And it is bigballbuddies@gmail.com.
Yeah. So you can just like put in the. Put in the comment or the subject line, listener story.
Yeah.
And that way we'll know, we'll boom, boom. It'll be up that next week. We'll make it a priority.
Hell yeah. So now it is time for.
Alrighty, so we got some news
for you. So strange.
Stranger over here. Stranger danger.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Haha, I knew you was going to say it. So, we have a weird alien object spotted in the sky over a California city. So, a peculiar piece of footage from California featured a weird alien-looking object that was spotted hovering in the sky over a city, according to a local media report. Strange scene was captured by a bewildered resident of Fresno earlier this month, and subsequently shared on the localized social media site Nextdoor. In the footage, the eerie object floats around the sky and almost undulating fashion, revealing what appears to be tentacles that some observers have likened to the insect-like appendages of aliens featured in the film Arrival of War of the Worlds. I'll rewind that. The object could have the more prevalent explanation offered by skeptical views is that the UFO is simply just a kite that said, where you at, man? Where you at? Yeah, replay that. Could just be a kite. It's pretty high in the air, changing forms. If it were a kite, it's large enough that it would need a plane to fly it up there. Yeah, I can totally see the kite thing. It's all about perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, some kites have them little tassels, and like you don't really know how high that is. You just see trees, but you don't know the perspective of it. You know, and you can get some long ass cords.
Oh, for sure,
some long ass string.
They had them pretty high up there. Yeah, when I was a kid.
Hell yeah, man! So let us know what you think if you watch that with us.
This one's coming from an Asian child. Actually.
Yep, tiny, see?
We'll make it big, and look at that.
It happened in Dayang. Oh, shit. It
says it's a swarm of UFOs, right?
Yeah. A shitload of bugs or some birds.
What do y'all think it is?
Well, some birds, come on.
Yeah, some white bats.
Could be bats.
Some albino bats. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Buzzing, glowing orbs. I don't know, they look like they're flying.
Well, they're like UFOs.
They look like bugs.
Not a UFO, it's a swarm of bugs.
Yeah. So,
didn't fool us.
Okay, how would you feel if your grandparent... Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. was in a nursing home, and they got a fucking Valentine's Day card from a funeral home.
Truthfully, Johnny, that's pretty funny.
Oh, man. I was hoping... I was hoping that the company sent the misguided... I was really wanting to know what the Valentine said. So Ellery Simmons eagerly opened the cards, decorated with a red heart and pink bow. If you click on the reportedly, you can see the Valentine's card. So this is from the Sun. So whether or not it's true, I don't know. Oh man, it said sent with love from T.H. Sanders and Son.
Chain of Undertakers.
That's cool. And that's fucking gravestone out there, probably. Wow.
It's fucked up, but that's funny. Sorry. Morbidly funny, right?
Yeah. That is pretty fucked up. Like, why? Now, though.
Great advertisement.
But I imagine, though, that the funeral home, the funeral chain, probably is there a lot. I mean, you're at a nursing home. There's a lot of people that die. There's a lot of times they go pick up the body, maybe. Or they do. Like, if the nursing home stores the bodies, if they have a place, like a morgue-ish area, and the nursing home will come, or the funeral home will come pick it up.
Undertakers.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're undertakers.
That's what it said. Right here. Chain of Undertakers.
Now, oh, yeah. They probably don't call themselves undertakers anyway. So, yeah, that's pretty fucked up. What'd you do if you got that? And then, here's some funny stuff. Suspected drug dealers nabbed by cop wearing teddy bear costume in Peru. So, there was a... Holy fuck,
that's great.
I thought the bear was a drug dealer. But, in reality, the cop is... So, they sent, like, a love letter
to... Fast. Look at him. It's like fucking Flash, y'all. Damn, he got her. How would you feel if you got arrested by a bear?
So they got him down by saying, hey, you got you a Valentine's Day message. You know, like a sing a, what is that?
It's pretty clever.
Not a telegram, but a singogram or.
Yeah, something like that. I don't show up.
I can't
think of the name of it. But...
And. It's a fucking cop, dude.
That's a teddygram.
It is a teddygram. Oh, my God. Not a cinnamon-y. Not as much cinnamon. And look at this dumbass. I was so thinking he'd be fat. Thank God it's fucking skinny people. Or thinner side people. So, at a Russian art show, the fucking...
security guard.
Yeah. The security guard.
Oh, they got a video.
Tries to eat the exhibit while on the job. Why would you try to eat it? What's it made of? What is he doing? Like, he's pulling on the art piece. What? Is he starving to death? Is that... What the fuck is he doing?
I think it's a candy bar. Then he just throws it on the ground? Wow, what a moron. SMH, Johnny. SMH.
Sorry, I'm trying to read, like, what? He smells it, takes a bite of it. When organizers that escaped the goldfish had been vandalized, they checked the security cameras. What? Why? I'm still confused, man. Like, dude would have to be fucked up or hungry. So poor he can't even eat. So, We have a video of a figure spotted emerging from the flames of a Chilean forest. We haven't watched this video, but the eerie scene was noticed earlier this month as a newscast was detailing the inferno that was unfolding in the city of Valparaiso. During a live shot overlooking fire, an odd form in the shape of a person suddenly seems to stand up in flames and raises its arms before eventually vanishing from view. Is that it right there? To the left? Yeah, that? Oh, shit.
Holy shit. It looks like it reached into something.
It's right there. That's a person. Yeah, that's just a... That looks like a guy throwing stuff on there. Don't it?
That ain't trees, is it?
It looks like there's... I don't know if he's in front of it or behind it. You can't really tell. I don't know. That is wild.
Why is it showing this side?
No, but I think it's just two views. That's a different city. That's Villa de whatever, and then this is El Salto. That looks just like a person there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is weird, though.
Yeah.
Could have been a ghost. Maybe. Oh, pyro ghost.
Alright, y'all. This will be the last one on the behind the...
End of the world.
Humanoid robots could help tackle dangerous jobs. So it looks like tech giants, including Amazon and Microsoft, have collectively invested around $675 million in Figure AI, a robotic startup with
ambitious plans to bring the first commercial humanoid robot powered by, guess what, AI to market. So the first,
from
the beginning of the end, the movies will be correct. We will all fucking die. Which we'll be dead by then. So it's not going to really matter. No, actually, we'll be elderly. And then we'll have the robots come in and they'll just fucking, like, kill us.
Then we can like, take our subconscious and put it in the thing. And then we can go around and still do big ball buddy shit.
I mean, that'd be pretty badass. I mean, I would probably give my mind, but we wouldn't be alive.
No, we'd be alive, but we'd still be roaming the earth, like, doing a fucking...
But we wouldn't. Like, we wouldn't.
Our mind would.
Well, our personalities would, technically. Would be us.
It's like, gee, look at this. We're bald still.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know. Like, we would think that we would know, but it wouldn't be us. It's that weird paradox.
I'd like to think that I would know.
Like, you would go into it? Like, you... Right now, would go into it? Like, you would live on?
After my body.
Because you would think that you were that person. Like, your conscious, well, your AI, your personality would think that you were that person, that you lived them experiences. But really, it wouldn't be. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. You don't know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird, but yeah. In my mind, I think when I think of your subconscious in there, it's just you living on in a robot body.
Yeah, but...
Well, of course, you wouldn't have all the pleasures of being a human.
No, right? No, what I'm saying, though, is it... I don't know if it'd be you. Like us right now would be dead.
Yeah, but your subconscious would just... live on in a robot.
Yeah, but we as us wouldn't know that because we would be gone. It would be an image of us. You know what I'm saying? It would be like a copy of us.
Yeah, that's
but all it wouldn't be us.
No, it wouldn't be us. It'd be a copy of us.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about our subconscious and we knew that like our
it would believe that we were there.
Our body is gone, but we got put into a...
Well, that's what it would think, but us, like, right now.
Yeah.
wouldn't be there.
Oh, because
I'm just talking about our mind wouldn't be there.
No, that's the whole thing. In my mind, that's what I think. Our mind would just get transferred to it, pretty much.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
That's what I want to
happen. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that'd be great, because then you'd live forever.
You see all kinds of shit. Like, back
but in, then it would be people would go against us because the humans would rise up again.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, yeah.
You know, we'd have to hide.
Yeah. We're not really survivalists.
Then, but we would figure out by then we could transfer our subconscious to a human body.
I think so. We'd have to.
We just bounce back and forth.
Someone over.
Fuck them. We'll take their whole shit over.
Then they would have.
They'd just be possessed. You know
what would happen?
They'd be possessed by the Big Ball Buddies.
They would have clones.
Yeah.
That we could go into. But our problem would be that unless there was extra stuff added to the robots. We're not really survivalists. We couldn't fix ourselves. You know, like we don't really do house fixing stuff and electronics, so we got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
So, what y'all think? Y'all want to be transferred over? Do you think if you got your mind moved over or your subconscious, that would mean that it would be you? Or would that be a copy of you?
I think I have trouble dealing with the idea of death. I realize that today a lot more.
I feel
like once you die, you won't miss nothing because you're dead.
But, yeah, it's over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, I would miss all this. And then, but once you die, you're obviously not going to miss shit because it's just gone. No,
you're going to be reincarnate, and then you won't remember.
That's what I always think, though. That I always think that there's only a certain amount of souls, and they just get, like, Men in Black flashed.
Well, that's why they say when you come out of the...
Like, what is it, the word you think you saw it before, once before?
Deja vu. Oh, man.
That's why it's just because.
I heard a thing.
What if once you die, you just restart and be born again?
And you got to live this life over.
So it's just like fucking Groundhog Day. You get to meet me all over again, buddy.
So I have to go through the same stuff. It's, hopefully I've been proven.
Get a big wang and then have a big booty old lady.
Big booty hole old lady?
Well, if you had a big old wang, she probably would have.
Yeah, eventually. I was thinking, like, that's why when you come out of the womb, you're crying. Because all your other memories are fading away.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you die and you remember that. So when you come out, you're crying and... You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Wow. Anyways.
We'll just hit y'all with some truth bomb.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah.
Go take some shrooms and think about it.
Oh, yeah. full moon, March 29th through the 31st. And we got a Big Ball Buddy 3 meetup coming up in May. May 17th?
11th.
11th?
17th? I would keep thinking it's 11th.
It's probably 11th.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
It's, yeah, May 11th. In Chattanooga. Because
Paul told me about
it. Chattanooga, what was that? What's that damn arena?
Tennessee.
McKenzie Arena.
Yeah.
In Chattanooga.
They're going to have
It's the University of Chattanooga or University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. It's their arena, but it's a super show. Cody Rhodes is going to be there. Seth Rollins. Who else?
No clip.
I know I saw LA Knight is going to be there. Jey Uso. So we get to do this, Johnny. We get to do the whole.
Whoa.
Oh, we get to do the whoa, too. So that's going to be fun.
So it was Rhea Ripley on there.
But yeah, Rhea Ripley.
Seth Rollins. But who knows if them people are going to actually be there.
But yeah, we're going to, you know, of course, we don't put these on. You know,
it's just an event you can go to and we can hang out if you want.
Yeah, we probably won't get the same close to it. I don't know how many sold, but of course this will be after WrestleMania, so there's a possibility that Cody Rhodes might be coming out with a Universal Championship, hopefully. So, yeah.
Be fucking amazing.
Johnny's going to be coming over night one and two, right? Probably night one to watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
At least night one, because I know he's got to work.
What day is WrestleMania? It don't matter. Anyways, yeah, so we're going to do that if you want to be a part of it. Since it's on a Saturday,
April 6th and 7th.
Maybe we could meet up before in Chattanooga, eat somewhere.
Dude, this is the weekend before that. No, it's May 11th, so it's a whole month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can meet up in Chattanooga and grub
out. If everything works out, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, of course, just keep an eye on the Big Ball Buddy group. And
go follow us on there. Facebook.
Yeah. But
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I'm just kidding about Snapchat. I'm just joking.
We do have Big Ball Buddy Snapchat, but I don't post on
there. Yeah, TikTok, baby. TikTok
all the way. I guess that's all we got for right now. So, Johnny, I guess we're out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.